This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Stunted growth on perennials, blossom drop on vegetables, and sad-looking leaves on so many plants have been our summer in Minnesota and surrounding areas. In fact, much of the country has experienced heat waves and drought, with many also having to deal with wildfires. Smoke, another factor harming our plants, and excessive heat have also kept many indoors instead of being out enjoying the outdoors, tending gardens, and enjoying nature walks. And let's not forget the humidity. Sometimes I felt like I could water my plants just from my sweat. Okay, that's a stretch, but seriously, humidity also brought with it some fungal diseases. I talked about those on my Facebook and Instagram pages. Check those out. While some have experienced slow ripening, I've been fortunate with my tomatoes. They've really produced, enough so that I could make my own sauce. I've shared the recipe on my website, gardenbite.com, along with photos and more. So what is there to do as we move through August and headed into fall? Take stock of what's going on and consider the changes you may have to make and those you want to make. For me, because my husband had to chop down the scraggly diseased lilacs, the garden I planted 3 years ago has to be rearranged. The hostas now have too much sun and are not happy. I've moved them, but not sure that will be their final place. Photos are on gardenbite.com. In other news, I was chosen to trial a product called Spruce, a weed killer that is safe for pets, people, and bees. Video and more on my Insta and Facebook pages. I have links on gardenbite.com as well. Bottom line, it works for sidewalks and driveways. It is not for your lawn, as it kills grass too. Side note, I've been volunteering at a nonprofit organization doing some weeding and checking on their gardens. Rabbit damage is rampant. I'll leave you with some options if you've had perennials gnawed down. Allium, yarrow, lamb's ear, and black-eyed Susan. Check them out. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.